I got to ask you, OSU and OU, mm-hmm. you chose OSU over OU. Mm-hmm. And was there any particular reason there?
Well, don't ask me why, because I don't know why. But I had this attitude about wanting to be a part of the start of something good. And I didn't want to be just another number on a roster. OU, of course, has always been known for its football prowess. OSU, struggling program. A great school, but I wanted to go there and make a name for myself. And I think I accomplished that because the successes that OSU is experiencing today all began back in the 1970s when I went to school there. I'm proud of that.
Who was your coach then?
Well, which year?
You started in 70.
I had three different coaches in college.
That's beginning.
Freshman year, my freshman head coach was Lee Snyder, who was a head coach at Nathan Hale, left here and went to OSU. My sophomore year, the head coach was Floyd Gass. My junior year, the head coach was a guy named Dave Smith. And my senior year, the head coach was a guy named Jim Stanley.
Having a different coach every year had to have some impact on you and the team.
No.
No?
Not really. It really didn't affect us that much. Even though the faces were different at the top, the schemes were basically the same. And it was all about tackling and hitting and catching and running.
Highlights of your time there then. How did the Cowboys fare, and maybe what was your most memorable season?
That's a hard question to answer, because at the time I was at OSU, the Big Eight was one of the premier football conferences in the country. Year in, year out, three teams from the Big Eight were ranked in the top five teams in the nation. OU, Colorado, and Nebraska. So we were competing against the best every year. Of the three varsity years, I think we only had one losing season, which is an accomplishment in itself, I think. So picking any one year is the most memorable. I mean, that's kind of hard to do when you're competing against the best every year. Probably I would have to say my junior and senior years in college, we either led the nation or were in the top three in rushing in the country. My senior year, we made the top 25 rankings. We were like the 19th best team in the country in the polls. My senior year, I'm proud of that.
Some of your teammates from those teams.
Brent Blackman from Tulsa Hale. Tom Stremme from Tulsa Hale. Dave Rosenthal from Memorial. Cleveland Van from Seguin, Texas. Steve Pettis from Las Cruces, New Mexico. Actually went to college with a teammate from Washington named Worthy Johnson at OSU. Played with Dickie Graham. Played with Tony Pounds. Played with Eddie Garrett, athletic director at Sand Springs now. Played with Clark Ogilvy, the superintendent of schools in Owosso.
While you were going to school, you were in the world of academics, and I should ask you, what was your major?
My major, actually, I started out in communications. Didn't really know what I wanted to do. Or should I say, I started out in computer science, which ended up in communications. And I ended up getting my degree in organizational leadership.
Which has played out for you then since.